Hello, friend. Welcome to the True Woman 25 Heart Prep Podcast. Next week, we're going to be together in Indianapolis, or you may be joining us virtually online. Thousands of women gathered together to explore the wonder of the Word. We want to use these Heart Prep Podcasts to help you get your heart ready for what the Lord's going to do in your life through His Word and the power of the Holy Spirit at True Woman 25. I'm Dana Gresh. These Heart Prep Podcasts are for you to hear from some of our speakers, Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth, Mary Cassian, Kevin DeYoung, and even the worship leaders, Shane and Shane. Each day, you'll hear a little bit about their heart and what they're going to be bringing for you to feast on at the conference, and then they're going to pray over you. And then you're going to hear some prayer requests about how you can pray for them. I hope you'll take those seriously and add them to your prayer list this week. Okay, Nancy, I am very excited to hear what you'll be presenting at True Woman. What message will you be bringing, and how can we prepare our hearts to receive it?
Well, Dana, it's hard to believe that less than 1 week from today, we're going to be together in Indianapolis at the Convention Center getting ready to start the True Woman Conference. It's been 3 years since the last one, and I'm so eager to be back together again with women who love the Lord or seeking Him, want to be true women of God. Now, if you're anything like me, in the week ahead, you've got a lot going on, getting prepared to travel, or even if you're just watching by means of the live stream, you've got work and family and figuring out how to get kids taken care of and other things done in order to engage in this conference next weekend. And it's easy to get kind of frantic and scattered leading up to a gathering like this. And I know I have really needed to get my own heart prepped, and I need that in the week ahead. So as you pray for me, as you're doing this heart prep devotional each day over the next week, pray that the Lord would be preparing my own heart, that I would get time in the midst of packing and figuring out wardrobe and working on messages to listen to the Lord, to soak in His Word, to be in His presence. One of the things I've been doing to prepare my heart is listening to and reading Psalm 119. It's a long one, the longest chapter in the Bible. I listen to it many days on my audio app. It's 17 minutes to listen to it. Sometimes I do it while I'm doing my hair or doing my makeup or getting ready. But I've been listening to it again and again and again. That's what I'm going to be speaking on the opening night. And trust me, I'm not going to read the whole psalm that evening. But what I've been wanting to do as I'm soaking in that passage is to gain what the psalmist had, and that is a delight, a love for the law and the word of the Lord. So let's be praying for each other that God will open our ears and eyes and hearts to receive and respond to all that He has for us next weekend. There's a passage in Luke chapter 24 that has been on my heart as I've thought about preparing for True Woman. You remember how two people were walking from Jerusalem about 7 miles away to Emmaus. It was right after the crucifixion of Jesus and His resurrection, though they didn't know that. But it says that while these people were walking, Jesus Himself came near and began to walk along with them. These two disciples were discussing things that had been happening in those days, and Jesus began to walk with them, but they didn't recognize Him. And He saw that they were discouraged. So Jesus said, "What are you discouraged about?" And they said, "Well, we were hoping that Jesus was the one who was going to redeem Israel. But now He's dead." And then some people went to the tomb. They found His body gone. There's a rumor out there that He's alive, but we don't know what's going on. Well, Jesus, who's walking with them, begins to open the Word of God to them. And it says He began with Moses and all the prophets, and He interpreted for them the things concerning Himself in all the Scriptures. And then they got to the village where they were going. He ended up staying with them to eat dinner. And then it says their eyes were opened and they recognized Him. And then He disappeared. And they said to each other, "Weren't our hearts burning within us while He was talking with us on the road and explaining the Scriptures to us?" They went, got up and went right back to Jerusalem where they'd started out. They went back to the other disciples and they said, "He really has risen." Then they began to describe what had happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Here's the point. When they were down and discouraged and confused, didn't know what to do, in the hardest season perhaps of their lives, Jesus drew near and he opened the word of God to them. And as he did, their hearts were inflamed, were burning, and they recognized who was speaking to them. And then once they realized who it was, they got up and began to tell others what they had learned, what had happened, and how Jesus was made known to them as they were together. Oh, listen, my friend, that's what I pray and hope will be the case as we gather in Indianapolis or wherever you may be watching on your digital device or your computer or there in Indy, that we will have an awareness, a consciousness of the Lord's presence, that he will open our eyes, open our minds, open our hearts to receive the word that he breaks open to us, that we will be given hope and courage, and that we will leave that place to go and share with others what he has said, what he has done for us. So, oh Lord, we commit this next week to you. May we not be frantic and harried, but may we be peaceful and calm as we do the next thing. And then as we move toward this coming weekend, may our hearts be eager to receive all that you have for us. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, and hearts to respond to what you will say to us through your word, not just next weekend, but in between now and then, as we open your word. The words you speak, they are spirit and they are life. We need you. We want to walk with you. We want you to walk with us as we travel together, perhaps with others, and then as we gather together, may we have a sense of your presence there among us. And may we leave changed, bold, invigorated witnesses of the living Christ who has opened the word to us and for us and now through us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, friend, we really do want you to take very seriously this challenge to pray for our different speakers and for the conference itself. I'm going to say goodbye in just a moment, but you're going to hear a music bed that's going to continue on. That's for you to pray for Nancy and pray for what the Lord is going to do at True Woman 25 in your heart and in mine. Thank you for joining us today. This True Woman 25 Heart Prep is a production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.